Norma Miller has Lindy hopped from juke joints in the South to stages in Europe, appearing in films like the 1941 hit Hell's a Poppin'.
Hey, Pops, keep that beat a beatin'. I feel a rhythmic brainstorm coming on.
In an apron and baker's hat in Black Mary Jane's, she flips over her partner Billy Rickham's head, slides through his legs, then hops up and snaps her fingers while swaying. Years later, kicks and spins on stages have done Norma Miller well. She's pushing a century old.
What's my best angle?
But with her fitted pants and red nails, she could pass for 60-something.
Should I keep glasses on or off?
She takes her age in stride and then laughs.
Oh, God, the face. The last face you have is forever. Go with it, sweetie. That's it.
Miller's lived through 10 wars, a jilted lover, and the switch from black and white TV to color TV. Today, she Googles, watches YouTube, and follows Justin Bieber.
Here's a kid made one album, and he made more money in that 1 year than I made in a lifetime.
It's a safe bet to say that even before Justin Bieber's grandparents were in diapers, Norma Miller was on the dance floor.
Tonight, Baron Skinner has a little treat in store for you. The Big Apple concert.
In an era of amateur night dance competitions, Miller's mother, an immigrant from Barbados, put her in dance classes at age 5 with money she made cleaning homes. Soon, Miller was competing on stages in Harlem for $10 prizes.
Black girls didn't have many outlets. You had laundry, you had a hairdresser or teacher. Now, I didn't qualify for none of those. I could dance. I just could just do it naturally.
And by her 15th birthday, she was touring in Europe with Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, a group started by dance great Herbert White and named after Charles Lindbergh, known around the world for his solo flight from New York to Paris.
The world wanted to get away from the waltz, the tango, the rumba.
The Lindy Hop had kicks and spins and drops. Its free form came from Black American dances of the time, and its 8-count from white American ballroom dancing.
Europe wanted to know about this new dance that was happening in America, so you don't have computers and things, so we had to physically take it over there.
But when World War II started, the male dancers got drafted and the group had to dismantle. So Miller reinvented herself. She started a dance troupe called the Norma Miller Dancers. Then she went solo. Then she worked the Chitlin' Circuit. She even had a stint as a singer.
Everything was trial by error. It was some of the worst times you ever wanted. Jesus Christ.
The entertainment industry was changing. Neither the Lindy Hop nor dance troupes were in demand like they used to be. Miller's good friend, the comedian and Sanford and Son actor, gave her some advice.
Red Fox said, look, you're not going to be able to dance much longer. Your knees are knocking. You better come out and learn to talk.
Fox put her behind a microphone on his little stage in California and let her tell jokes at what was one of the first comedy clubs in the country.
I played the biggest theaters in New York City. I couldn't get used to just a mic standing on stage talking. I like illusion. I like changing costumes.
But Miller still has a soft spot for comedy. She wrote an anthology on black humorists, and after 8 decades in show business, she's still on stage telling jokes. Here she is sharing the qualms of aging and finding a man.
Competition is mighty keen. After all, I'm not 21 anymore. I'm not even 31 anymore. Now, thanks to Oil of Olay and Swing, I can go on like this for years and years.
It's all about attitude.
To me, life is comedy. I can't help it. When I look back, I said, listen, I've been with the craziest people in the world.
And she's not slowing down. Miller is writing a book, planning a comedy tour, and still swinging. I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.